Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about the art world's youngest star, Kieran Williamson. We learned yesterday about how he got started with his artwork at a very young age. And by the time he was 6 years old, his artwork was already being displayed in professional galleries. Some would call him a child prodigy. Well, do you know of any other child prodigies? Kids who were very gifted at something from a very young age. Carolyn, can you think of any?
Well, I can think of a boy in India, Akrit Jaiswal, who was 7 years old when he performed his first surgery.
Whoa.
He had an aptitude for medicine and being a surgeon.
Wow. I can't stand the sight of blood. I can't imagine someone doing a surgery at that young age. For me, who can I think of? Well, speaking of art, we're learning about art. Akiyana, she was another artist who started at a very young age. She has an incredible aptitude for art. Well, can you think of anybody who was maybe a child prodigy? Right now, let's continue learning about Kieran Williamson.
Kieran Williamson, the art world's youngest star, benefiting from his artwork. From that point on, Kieran was besieged by international requests, with buyers in France, Japan, Greece, and other countries eager to own a genuine Kieran Williamson painting. The young artist held another exhibit 3 months after the first one and sold 16 paintings for over £17,000, followed by a third sale, earning £150,000. For his fourth exhibit, Kieran took the day off from school but ended up returning to school early. His entire collection had sold out in 10 minutes to collectors from around the world.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Imagine having over 5,000 people wanting you to paint a picture. For most of us, that's a dream. But for Kieran Williamson, that's very much a reality. But before we continue reading about this child prodigy, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Besiege. Besiege is a verb. After making an unpopular decision, the mayor was besieged by phone calls from angry voters. Collector. Collector is a noun. Stamp collectors from around the globe were excited to get a glimpse of the rare stamp. Phase. Phase is a verb. In spite of her growing popularity, actress Jennifer Lawrence doesn't seem to be fazed by all the attention. Soar. Soar is a verb. With gasoline prices soaring, some people have been forced to use other forms of transportation. Your more information words are collectible. Collectible is an adjective. Pablo Picasso. Pablo Picasso is a noun. Let's learn more in the article.
Wow, not bad for a kid. Well, let's go back to the beginning of this section, benefiting from his artwork. From that point on, Kieran was besieged by international requests with buyers in France, Japan, Greece, and other countries eager to own a genuine Kieran Williamson painting. Okay, so from as soon as people found out or discovered Kieran Williamson and what he could do, he was besieged by people. Carolyn, what does that word mean? It's from our word bank, the word besiege.
It is from the word bank, and if you are besieged, that means that you are surrounded, overwhelmed even. Mm-hmm. And here, he is being besieged by requests. He has so many of them that he can't escape. You might also say that the movie star was besieged by fans asking for autographs.
Well, actually, that's what happens to me sometimes, Carolyn, after we teach here at Studio Classroom. I'm often besieged by people who want my autograph. Doesn't that happen to you?
I have not noticed that happening, Gabe.
Huh. Well, continuing on here in our lesson, people from, you know, France and Japan, Greece, and other countries were eager to own a genuine Kieran Williamson painting. A genuine, meaning one that he created by himself. It's not a print or another copy. It's one that he painted himself. Let's continue learning something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud about this word eager.
Let's talk about two words today that seem to have the same meaning but are in fact different. They are eager and anxious.
Although anxious has been used as a synonym for eager since the 18th century, we should use anxious only when we're worried or feel uneasy about an anticipated event.
For example, you can be anxious about an upcoming exam, but you probably shouldn't tell your friends that you're anxious to see them this weekend.
Instead, you should say you're eager to see your friends this weekend.
That's right. It's not that it's wrong, but it runs the risk of confusion, because anxious is more related to the word anxiety.
And anxiety is definitely a negative-sounding word.
Exactly. Anxious and eager both mean looking forward to something, but they have different connotations. Eager suggests enthusiasm about something. If you're really looking forward to some cool weather, for example, you're eager for it.
And that has a positive connotation. Anxious, on the other hand, has a negative connotation. It implies worry about something.
Right. So if your daughter, for example, doesn't come home on time, you won't be eager. You'll feel anxious.
Oh, yes. Something like that would definitely make me anxious. Eager 跟 anxious 我们可以来做一个区分，虽然两个字都可以表示渴望的，但是 anxious 严格讲是带有忧虑不安的成分，因为 anxious 是跟 anxiety 焦虑相关的。如果你很迫不及待的想要见到你的朋友，你应该说 I'm eager to see my friends， 而不是 I'm anxious to see my friends， 除非你对见到朋友这件事感到焦虑。今天的课文讲到来自法国、日本、希腊和其他国家的买主都是 eager 迫不及待的急切的想要拥有 Kieran 的真实的作品。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Now I hope that you are eager to continue with our lesson and do not feel anxious about learning English. Continuing reading,The young artist held another exhibit 3 months after the first one and sold 16 paintings for over 17,000 pounds, followed by a third sale, earning 150,000 pounds. I think he's ready for college now.
yeah, I think so too, Carolyn. Well, of course, we will learn later. He is still in school. He's not quitting his education.So he's still learning while he's finding the time to do all of these paintings and go to these galleries and exhibit his artwork and selling so many paintings, getting a lot of money.
That's right. He is earning quite a bit from his paintings and selling just a few. He also seems to be painting very quickly since there was only a month between his exhibits and he sold 14 at the first one and then 16 at the second one. So he is putting a lot of work and time into these paintings.
That's right, and that's not it. We continue here for his fourth exhibit. Kieran took the day off from school, but ended up returning to school early. I love reading about this. I mean, everyone was so eager to see and buy Kieran's artwork, his entire collection had sold out in 10 minutes to collectors from around the world.
That's very amazing. The entire collection. So it doesn't say how many pieces, but a collection would be a fairly large number of paintings. And it sold out in just 10 minutes. Everyone was so eager to own their very own genuine Kieran Williamson painting.
That's right. If something sells out, that means there are no more of them. Maybe the movie tickets sell out. You can't buy that showing anymore. Maybe you want to go to a concert, but the tickets have sold out because the performer is so famous. Well, of course, Kieran Williamson is a young art star, and so his paintings sold out very quickly. Collectors from around the world bought them. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. Who is a collector, Carolyn?
Well, a collector is a person who collects things. So they like to get many things that fall into the same type of category. So you might have a stamp collector or a rock collector. Many people enjoy collecting different kinds of stones that are very beautiful. And here we have art collectors. Mm-hmm. People who collect paintings or photos or sculptures, different works of art.
That's right. So what kinds of things do you like to collect? Well, I know someone who loves to collect. My uncle collects toys. He is a toy collector. He has so many unopened toys in his garage and bedroom and all over the place. He hopes that some way these toys will be collector's items. A collector's item is something very valuable to certain collectors. They hope to have these things. My uncle hopes to sell these toys one day.
Well, it sounds like Kieran Williamson's paintings have already become very valuable to these art collectors. And right now, we have a valuable lesson to learn with Michelle in the Language Lab.
嗨，大家好，我是Michelle。 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 besiege 这个动词。 besiege 是指围攻或包围。例如 ，The pop star was besieged by the press and paparazzi after he announced his engagement. 这位流行音乐的明星一宣布订婚的消息后，就被新闻界和狗仔队纠缠。或者是 ，The city has been besieged by the country's enemies for 5 days. 这个城市已经被敌国的敌军包围了5天。 继续我们来看的是 collector 这个名词，它的动词是 collect， 意思是指收集，加上代表人的 or 这个字尾 collector 就是指收藏家或收集者。例如 George is an enthusiastic baseball card collector. George 是一个很狂热的棒球卡的收藏家。明天的课文中还会提到另外一个跟它相关的形容词是 collectible， 意思是指值得收藏的。 例如 ，these handicrafts are unique and highly collectible. 这些手工艺品非常独特，相当具有收藏的价值。
We are on the second day of the article learning about Kieran Williamson, who is this young star, the youngest star in the art world. Now, we learned today that after his first exhibit in a gallery and selling his paintings, he was besieged by requests from people around the world wanting to buy his paintings. He put on 4 different art shows to sell his paintings, and the 4th one was sold out in 10 minutes to collectors all around the world. Well, we still have a lot to learn about this very special young boy, Kieran Williamson.
Kieran Williamson, the art world's youngest star. All of the attention prompted local gallery owner Adrian Hill to state, Kieran has probably become one of the most collectible artists currently exhibiting worldwide. What does Kieran think? He has a waiting list of more than 5,000 people who have ordered paintings. He has appeared in interviews before millions. And he's been compared to Pablo Picasso. Yet, Kieran doesn't seem to be fazed by all the attention, still making time for football and maintaining excellent grades at school. He does have one goal he gets excited about. I'd like the Queen to have a collection of my work. With his popularity soaring, this young artist may realize his wish one day.
Well, I would love for Kieran to realize that dream. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. We were talking about Kieran Williamson's fourth art exhibit, in which all of his art sold out within 10 minutes. Okay, here we read, all of the attention prompted local gallery owner Adrian Hill to state, Kieran has probably become one of the most collectible artists currently exhibiting worldwide. Wow, Carolyn, that is quite a statement, quite an impressive thing for someone to say that Kieran is becoming one of the most collectible artists worldwide.
That is a very impressive statement, and that means that Kieran truly is a very popular artist if he is becoming one of the most collectible artists worldwide. And it's even more impressive because he's, what, about 10 years old now, Gabe?
That's right. He's 11 years old, actually. He's still very young and probably still one of the most collectible artists worldwide. So, he has quite a lot of attention on him now. I wonder what he thinks about all of this. Well, let's read about this. What does Kieran think? He has a waiting list of more than 5,000 people who have ordered paintings. He has appeared in interviews before millions, and he's been compared to Pablo Picasso. Sounds pretty famous to me.
He does sound very famous, especially if people are comparing him to Pablo Picasso, who is a very famous, well-known artist who painted many pictures that you would probably recognize because they are so unique in style.
That's right. I think one of the reasons why he was compared to Picasso was because Picasso also started at a really young age. He was a Spanish painter, and his mother said one of his first words was pis, which is short for lapis, which is pencil in Spanish. He wasn't like most children who said mama or papa. He said pis, pencil. He was an artist at a very young age, just like Kieran Williamson. I've also heard Kieran Williamson being compared to Monet, Claude Monet. He's been called Mini Monet. So he's being compared to incredible artists.
He certainly has, and we continue reading, yet Kieran doesn't seem to be fazed by all the attention, still making time for football and maintaining excellent grades at school. Well, it sounds like he is still on the right track with his childhood and his education despite all of this fame.
That's right, so he is not fazed by all of this stuff. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. Phase. If something phases you, that means it bothers you in some way, or it disturbs your process of doing something. It makes you unsettled in some way.
That's right. So if you are phased, you might become very confused for a little while. You're not quite sure how to react. Perhaps he keeps a positive attitude and isn't phased when challenges arise would be a good way to use this word.
That's right, because he remains unfazed. If you're not fazed by something, you could say, I'm unfazed, or that person is unfazed. Well, he's unfazed by all the attention. He still makes time for things he enjoys, like football. Let's take a look at this phrase, to make time for something. What does that mean?
Well, if you make time for something, that means that thing is very important to you, and you want to take the time, set it aside, so that you're able to do that thing. I think it's very important to make time for your family. Don't let work or schoolwork, homework, become so important that you don't spend time with your family. Make time for them.
That's a good point. Make time for your family. Make time for other important things in life. You might say, oh, I don't have time for that. That's just an excuse. You can always make time for the things that are really important to you. Kieran Williamson wanted to make time for football. Carolyn, is this American football we're talking about?
Well, he is from England, so No, we are talking about what Americans call soccer.
Yes, that's right. So he wants to make time for football, or what some people would call soccer. He actually said he wants to be a professional footballer. So if you want to be a person who plays football, you could be a footballer. Well, we're continuing to learn here. He does have one goal he gets excited about. I'd like the Queen to have a collection of my work. What do you think about that, Carolyn?
Well, that is a great goal to have. And we continue with his popularity soaring. This young artist may realize his wish one day. Now let's look at that keyword soar in that sentence. When I think of the word soar or soaring, I think of birds soaring in the sky. But that's not what we're talking about here, is it, Gabe?
No, someone's popularity could soar high as well. Like a bird, it goes high. I also hear people talking about their dreams soaring. Okay, so we can use this word to talk about these kind of things. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll spend some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hello, Kieran. Tell everyone what you like to do.
I like bugs. And I like playing in the mud.
You are a typical toddler.
And I like the beach, and I like the scenery.
Oh, that's so nice. Anything else?
I like to draw.
I know you do. That's why Daddy got you a sketch pad.
Hooray! Yes, I like to draw.
Yes, most kids do. So, show me your pictures.
I drew this one, and I drew this one. Oh, and I drew these.
Oh, you drew these?
Mm-hmm.
Kieran, you have an aptitude for art.
An aptitude for art? Is that good?
Yes! You'll become a global sensation.
A global sensation? Is that good?
Yes! Yes!
Oh, hooray! But I don't want to draw anymore.
You don't?
No, I want to paint.
Great! I'll get you professional instruction.
Is that good?
Yes! And someday, you'll have exhibits and a gallery.
Oh! Is that good?
Yes! Maybe you'll be famous. Maybe you'll be rich.
Rich? I know that's good.
好，接下来我们看的是 phase 这个动词。phase 是指打搅或者是担忧。例如 ,all the criticism doesn't seem to phase this director. 所有的批评似乎都不会让这位导演受到影响。phase 也常常用在被动式。例如 ,this young pianist wasn't phased by the big crowd. 人数众多的观众并没有让这位年轻的钢琴家感到惊慌。所以我们看到的是 soar 这个动词。Soar 是指暴增或者是高涨，例如 the company's stock price soared after it got the big contract. 这家公司拿到了大案子之后，股价就暴涨了。Soar 也指鸟类高飞或者是翱翔，例如 the eagle soared above the hill looking for prey. 老鹰在山丘上高飞，正在寻找猎物。Don't go yet. Keep watching as our program continues.
Well, I've enjoyed learning about Kieran Williamson, this child prodigy, and I wonder if you would be interested in collecting his art. What does that sound like to you, Carolyn? Would you buy his artwork?
Well, his paintings are really nice, but it sounds like he's becoming so popular that they're getting very expensive, and I'm not really an art collector.
Ah, right. Well, I guess if you were to buy one, you should buy it soon before it gets even more expensive. I would love to have one of his pieces of artwork. I think they are incredible, but I don't know if I have enough money either. However, if you are a collector, maybe you should think about this. Thank you for joining us today, and of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.